I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jason, you know me. I'm a huge NBA fan. I just watched the Nets beat the Nets upset the Bucks. I'm watching the Mavs and the Kings now, and it's our pleasure to go down to Orlando and inside the bubble. We're joining us now to give us the inside access of what it was like to work with a young Jason Lockenfora. It's ESPN's Rachel Nichols. And Rachel, good afternoon. How are you?
When was Jason young? I just need you to clarify that for me.
He's the oldest man. Like, literally, don't get me started. But yes, he's always
stick at technology, Rachel. So he thinks I skew a little older than I am.
I have to say, but by the way, I was thrilled to hear the traffic report just before this segment, because you guys know I'm from Montgomery County. That's where I grew up. I worked, of course, in D.C. for at least 10 years after college, and it feels nice to hear, you know, the inner loop, all the terminology made me feel very welcome, so thank you.
We are here to serve. Thank you, Rachel.
So, Rachel, the product visually looks amazing on television. How does it look when you're there?
Well, I would say at the beginning, so the first few scrimmages they had, just because it's completely brand new, right, it felt weird. It felt weird in a cool way because they'd obviously gone to so much trouble. But with those giant video screens framing the court, you really felt like you were standing in the middle of a video game, just with the way video games are sort of structured now, and the sophistication of the graphics and the angles, and then the camera angles we were using in the scrimmages was very similar to those video game angles. I was like, wow, now I know what it's like to live in the movie Tron, to just sort of like be in the middle of this all. And at the very beginning, too, they weren't piping crowd noise into the building. They were putting some of it on the broadcast, but they weren't putting it in the building. So you heard, like, the squeak of sneakers. You could hear every word the players were saying to each other. J.J. Redick told me it freaked him out when he was trying to shoot free throws, because there was just dead silence when he was shooting free throws. And he's been so trained, especially from his days at Duke on, of people heckling him, that he literally, like, turned to Jamal Crawford of the Nets, because their bench was close to where he was shooting, and he wanted Jamal to start heckling him. Because he was like, at least then I can be a little distracted, which is how I learned to shoot free throws. So that has changed. They put the crowd noise in the building as well. And it's not as high volume as I think it is on television. It's just enough to have sort of that murmur that the guys are used to having of people in the building. And they're so focused now, and we're all so used to it. It's kind of like everything else with coronavirus and the shutdown and masks and all the different things. Things that were unthinkable 6 months ago now feel almost normal, and that is true for these NBA games. It would have been unthinkable to be playing in an almost empty building surrounded by video screens in August in Orlando, and yet we're a week in now, and it feels kind of like the NBA again.
Well, you've obviously had to adjust your entire life for this, Rachel. I mean, you had to get there early and quarantine and get used to this sort of new routine. Like, take us inside the bubble. How many other? Because it seems like when I watch your live shots, you're far away from the players, and it seems like the camera people, producers, are kind of far away. How many people are you really interacting with, and what is it like kind of walking to your hotel? Do you see other people? Is it a sort of a ghost town within a ghost town, or what's it like?
Well, I want to make clear this is not a complaint, because I always hate it when the media like whines about their working conditions. You get to watch basketball for a living, so let's be honest, like, I'm all pretty happy. But I do feel the need to tell you guys, there's no bar for the media, and that is really just crimping everyone's style here.
That's a problem.
Because, of course, they don't want you in a bar situation, even outdoors. There's no restaurants for the media here. Everything, you know, you eat your food in little boxes, normally by yourself. You know, that sort of thing. Maybe if it's not pouring rain the way it does with Florida thunderstorms in the afternoon, you can sit outside, like, on a steps you know, on the edge of some steps if you are 10 feet from the nearest next person, and you can both eat and sort of shout at each other as you try to eat lunch. There's a lot of that, right? So it's just sort of everyone's here to do a job. Everyone understands that the, quote, sanctity of the bubble depends on everyone kind of doing their part. And we all get tested daily, and that makes us feel safer. But there are workers with Disney who are coming in and out. Now, those workers are – it's pretty incredible. I really have to shout out the Disney workers here. Because, first of all, they are not in the same room as the players ever. And they have found that, like, person-object-person transmission is not as common. So that's kind of why they have allowed these Disney workers to go home every night. But when they are here in the bubble, they are masked up, gloved up. They have face shields that they have to wear. And they are very fastidious. Like, I have not seen anybody walking around without the PPE, you know, e-gear that they are supposed to have. So it feels safe, but it also feels fragile, certainly as we see what's going on in baseball and what we anticipate about to happen in the NFL and college football. And I think everyone just realizes you're going to be without too much human contact right now. There is no bar, and, you know, we're all just going to go through it. And it's to get the sport that we love to be able to play, and the fact that it's been so successful, I think, makes everyone feel like it's completely worth it, and I certainly feel that way.
Talking with ESPN's Rachel Nichols, it's Inside Access on a Tuesday. Rachel, I think it was like 2 weeks ago, you took us inside your hotel room, I guess, during the jump, showing us, you had like a 3 weeks worth of Gatorade and a bunch of shampoo and soap and stuff. Yeah, like you literally couldn't leave your room for 10 days, I guess. How was quarantine?
It was 7 days, but trust me, that's enough. There's no like balcony or anything like that in the hotel room. So like you were literally inside.
Wow.
For 7 days, and I was joking with a guy who coordinates the media for us here. I said, you know, even prisoners get an hour of yard time.
Yeah.
But it was, again, it's just something that had to happen because the players had to do their quarantines coming in for 48 hours because they had been tested daily at their facilities. And then it was just a matter of, like, could you continue those negative tests for 48 hours once you were here? For the media, you know, I did get tested before I got on an airplane just because I felt like that was the right thing to do. And I live in California where we are fortunate enough that, especially at that time, we had pretty open public drive-through testing that was our state government really did a great job in making that available. So I did get tested, but that being said, they couldn't be guaranteed that the media was, quote, clean coming in. So that's why we all got locked in a room for 7 days. It's a lot. And then, you know, even once you're outside, like all the processes, I did a piece talking about the packages in the mail here in the bubble. You can find that online. And it's insane. It is literally a warehouse where they have thousands of things going through it every day because people are locked in their hotel rooms. These players could be here for 3 months. They are millionaires. They are sitting around bored a lot of the time, and they look around and be like, you know what? I think I'd like an espresso machine in here. So they push a button on Amazon, and then, you know, a week later, an espresso machine pops up. Some of them have asked for video, like large-scale arcade-sized video games have been shipped in to the bubble here. Someone ordered a couch. I don't even know where you put a couch in a hotel room. If it's big enough to have a couch, it probably already has a couch, but someone ordered a couch. I was in the mail room, and someone ordered a full-size refrigerator with a separate freezer and ice maker because I guess they felt that the mini fridge in their hotel room wasn't quite getting it done. So there's all sorts of weirdness even once you're released from quarantine. When you do get your mail or packages, I ordered a coffee mug because I'm not a baller like the players are. I am not ordering full-size refrigerators. I did order a coffee mug because everything's out of plastic here. And that had to get sprayed down with bleach, and it has to get wiped.
Wow.
I mean, it's just a whole procedure for any little thing that you want to do here. And that's what's so eye-opening as we talk about like the larger issue in our country and how we can stop the spread of this very deadly virus by the fact that everyone has to do so many different things to make it safe for everybody else. You know, it really underscores how much of a community effort this needs to be, both in here in the bubble and then outside in the country.
And because you can make calls on the phone and you can send texts, like how many, like sort of just normal human conversations are you having outside of interviewing James Harden, you know what I mean, from six
right.
feet apart after the game? I mean, it sounds like you're kind of cut off.
Well, I don't know if Jason remembers this from all the years we worked together. I really don't like the phone. Like, I'm just not a phone person. I will text
yeah.
you. I will email you. I will hang out in person. I love to go out and grab lunch or whatever.
Right.
I have never been a phone person, and I've had to have so many phone conversations while I'm in this bubble, even with people I'm working with, like people who are
right.
down here. It just doesn't make sense to go try to be at the same place but shout at each other from 8 feet away. So we just talk on the phone a lot more, and that will be something that once I get back into real civilization, I will be happy to just use my thumbs and text more instead of all these phone calls. But it is weird. It's a great question because most people haven't picked up on that, and it definitely is something that's changed and different, and it's just everything's different. It's all different and crazy, but at least we have the sport back, and I don't know about you guys, but I was jonesing for sports during those 4 months where we had nothing.
Yes.
So I'm so grateful.
Yes.
Rachel, have you been surprised at how high quality the basketball has been? Because I think the basketball has been fantastic so far.
Basketball has been great. We've seen a little decrease in quality in the level of defense, which typically takes longer for guys to kind of work themselves into. But from a viewer's perspective, I'm okay with that. I was working sidelines for our ESPN broadcast of Mavericks Rockets, and the two teams combined in the first half for the highest scoring first half of any NBA game in 30 years. I do a little interview at halftime with whoever the coach is that's trailing in the game. That's just something that all our sideline reporters do, and then we go on and do a report about it. And Mike D'Antoni walked out of the locker room, and I said, hey, what did you say to your team at halftime about your defensive strategy? Because I assume it wasn't let them score 85 on you in the first half. So we've definitely seen some not sharp basketball at some points, but it's been not sharp kind of in a good direction for fans. It's been high scoring. I think the average of games in the bubble are 10 points higher than the average of games for the previous part of the regular season. So I expect that to shape up a little bit. We've been lucky. There have been some injuries like there always are, but there hasn't been a rash of injuries the way we worried about these guys coming off of, a 4 month break. And I'm knocking on the wood in my hotel room here because it could still happen, obviously, but at least that direct just from coming off a layoff into training camp, we didn't see that rash of injuries before the game started. So I think all of that's been really good. And you have guys who were disciplined and worked hard in the break. We had a bunch of guys who got more in shape during the shutdown instead of less. And they know that playoff basketball is just 6 games away for a lot of these guys. So they're playing at that high level.
Rachel Nichols, before we let you go, please help us settle a debate on this show. It's not a sports question. We ask every guest this question. No. This is a question we ask every guest. It's simply, are you a bar soap or body wash person?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I prefer the bar soap when I'm washing my hands at the sink. I don't want a bunch of goo, but in the shower, right. I do prefer body wash. There you go.
Thank you. Team body
Rachel.
As you probably would know, Jason's a bar soap person.
Why would I know that? I don't know that.
Because
I'm a dinosaur.
He refers to body wash as liquid soap.
Liquid soap. That's what it is. Yeah. It's liquid soap.
Okay.
it's half a step above Palmolive. But if that's what you guys are down with, each their own. I don't judge. I don't hate. I'm a man of the people.
Look, there's nothing wrong with Palmolive. I grew up watching Madge soak her hands in it, so it's all good.
That's right. Rachel,
thank you so much
for your time.
Keep kicking
butt
down there.
Great work.
It's been awesome watching you, and you're obviously doing this at some personal sacrifice. I know you don't want to hear it.
Well,
we won't talk about it, but it's true and it's real. And all the best.
I appreciate
down there.
That. No, thank you,
you
guys very much. And I would cross oceans for Jason, as would anyone who's worked with him. So anytime, I'll talk to you guys soon.
You're too sweet.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Rachel.
Yeah. Bye,
Rachel Nichols. But that was awesome. She's in the bubble. She was on TV last night doing sideline on one of the games. So,
But if you watch the games, after the interviews, the players all go to one sort of way out, and the media has to wait. That's why I'm watching this thinking, I bet the only people she's talking to, a human being, face-to-face, are these interviews after the game. And turns out that's the case.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.